Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The final hour of the radio program goes now. And it's the Rob Brown Show right here on the Fan Upstate. Rob and the great one, Lonzo, here on the show with you today. Be a part of it. The Renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas fan phone is right there for you at 844-326-3663, 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. You may text us on the Ingles Market Studio text line at 71307, 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, and we will read them on the show today. Let's clean up some text that we have been getting over the course of the show this AM, because I have neglected the text line, and you have my most humble apologies for it, because you guys always
come
first.
You need to do better. Why are you doing that for?
I don't disagree. In fact, I get told that on a daily basis. Okay? Texter said, Rob, the NFL is not as good and fun to watch. Not as good is the silliest thing I've ever read. It's the best football on planet Earth, okay? Now, you can argue it's not as fun to watch, but that is obviously categorically subjective by definition.
I will say, for me, especially the last couple years, it's been a lot of fun to watch.
I'm sure it has, noted Chiefs fan, great one, Lonzo.
There we go.
I'm sure it's been amazing. Everything's amazing to watch.
Yeah, when
you're the best at it.
Yeah, when your team is winning, it's a lot of fun.
Lot of fun, without a doubt. If your team's going to win the Super Bowl, it's a lot more fun. You're not wrong.
You find balance, though, if you have two teams that you pull for and one of them is really good and one of them is not.
Yeah, if you're a Panther fan, the last couple of years have been miserable to watch the NFL.
Which
for
would
sure
make the NFL not very fun.
I still, and I guess this is, I don't know, this is a person-by-person metric. I have fun watching the NFL even when my team's not playing, because I just love the best football players playing
as
the best
football.
As long
as it's not Denver and Buffalo, I'm down for it. Those are two teams that I just do not want to watch. And if they play each other, I'll do anything.
I am, notably, I'm just literally about wearing a high school football shirt right now, this very second, as a matter of fact.
It looks a little loose on you.
Dropped a couple LBs over here. Over here, couple LBs down. I am a fan of high school football, without a doubt. That's not what I was saying. What I'm saying is, if I only get to watch one level of football from now on, it's the NFL. It's subjective. And as Lonzo pointed out, community to community, the average answer is going to be different. I suspect the majority of communities within our listening area are going to go college one, probably high school two, NFL three. I also believe that if I was to go to downtown Greenville in a highly trafficked tourist area, it would go NFL one, college two, high school football three. If I was to go to Greer.
See, I don't know. I haven't been downtown in a while, but when I was, it seemed to lean towards the artsy. And I don't know if the artsy are sports fans.
I am the artsy and also a sports guy.
Not, you're not artsy like the artsy.
You know, for somebody,
nothing wrong with being artsy, by the way.
For somebody who gets upset when I lump groups of people together, You sure are quick on the draw for the artsy people.
I am just giving you an observation. But I also pointed out that I hadn't been down there in a while. Could have changed. Could be a lot of burly men wearing jerseys down there now.
There's no less than 4 active sports bars downtown right now. Successful active sports
bars. At this moment?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Texter said, Rob, speaking of minor league baseball, I saw yesterday that Spartanburg is revealing the name of the team on May 11th in downtown Spartanburg during some festival. Yes, they are. I will be there for that. As a matter of fact, Tyson Jeffers, the GM of that organization, will be joining us on the show next week to discuss that a little bit.
I don't feel like we pressed them hard enough. Last time he was on.
I don't know that it would have mattered, because no one in my going on 18 years of radio at this point has ever so emphatically told me no on a radio to a question that I've asked in my life.
I didn't know if I wanted to turn on the charm, because you can ignore the Rob Brown charm. It's not easy, but you cannot ignore the Lonzo charm. You know, the charm where Marcus Lattimore was not allowed to come on my show because they knew that I would get him to admit that he was going to South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that type of thing, mm-hmm. You know, because I'm disarming, and then I get in there, and then I find a way to find the scoop. And, you know.
So honestly, I don't even know why I do interviews on the show. I should schedule them and turn them over to the great one is what I should do. For the betterment of the show, the
no, charm. I can't deny that that would be a good thing. It would be. There may be some cases where we're not actually talking about, let's say, soccer, but you know, then there's, you know, that.
I will be there May 11th for that downtown festival and event where they reveal the name. The fan upstate will be right there when the news is broken. Anybody want to wager a guess?
By the way, James,
what direction do we go?
James got me on the stream.
You've been told nope before.
Yeah, but then, excuse me, everything I asked for, I got. I just want to point that out. Everything I asked for, I got. I don't know. You know.
All right, let's start with this. Let's narrow it down.
We both were there for Spartanburgers. So we know it's not going to be that.
Yeah, but this is a different level of baseball.
Right.
So let's narrow it down. Do you think they go with like a traditional style name like Warriors or an animal name? Or do you think that they go like minor league fun name like War Pigs or Biscuits?
Yeah, so here's the thing. They're trying to build that area up. When we had the mayor on, he was talking about how, you know, all the commerce that this is going to bring in for Spartanburg. So I think you're going to want to go with something fun. You are, because you want to bring the people out, and nothing brings the people out like fun activities, like if you are the Savannah Bananas or something like that. Some silly name that you can market towards the kids, because you get the kids out, then the parents are going
to
come.
See, but don't, like, to me, there's an element of...
I said the bad word. I said kids. I'm sorry.
Gross. To me, if you are trying to build up a legitimate commercial neighborhood around it, to me, you want it to feel like professional sports at the highest possible level, and so a traditional name goes there. I'm good either way. I'm just curious as to if anybody's got a guess on this.
This sounds like something that we should ask the other show too. I am curious about the four of us, which way we're leaning. Because I'm leaning towards fun.
I'm going towards serious. I think they go with a real team name. Right? Like, I don't think we're getting a Montgomery Biscuits or a Fayetteville Iron Pigs.
You're stuck on the Biscuits, which was
That's one of my favorite names.
It's not a bad name.
I love the Biscuits. I think you're going to end up with like a classic baseball team, like a Greenville Drive. That's a classic style of baseball.
I just hope it's not something that's, you know, so tied up in the history of Spartanburg that you have to take 15 minutes to explain what it is. Because if you do, then you're going to lose an opportunity to bring in a certain demographic, I think.
See, like a history type.
You just want the pure baseball people to come in, and that's not what they want. They want everybody. So you got to appeal to everyone, not just baseball nerds like Rob.
I don't think that's it. Like, I like the history. The Greenville Swamp Rabbits are a name that
excellent
is
name.
Tied to the history of the area.
I get it, but at the same time, the logo is fun.
Sure.
And kid-centric, whether you like it or not. You look at that logo, and it looks like fun. You don't look at that logo and go, okay, can you explain to me the historical significance of that logo? No, it's a rabbit.
I mean, one of them is a rabbit. The other one is a nod to the state flag with the palmetto and the crescent on it. Like, I think they did I think the Swamp Rabbits did a spectacular job of blending both. And I think you'll see the Spartanburg team do the same thing. Texter said, Rob, lacrosse is one of the most athletic events out there. Many athletes play another major sport as well as lacrosse because lacrosse demands so many athletic skill sets. It is also a very mental game. First off, find me a fan of a sport that doesn't say it's a very mental game.
We've been invited out to watch lacrosse, and you just won't do it.
Look, I'm willing to try again. I can guarantee you I have been to more upper level, I'm talking high college level lacrosse events, than the majority of folks listening
I'll
to the show.
I'll have you know, I've been to more higher class lacrosse activities than any of you have ever been in your entire life.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why you're saying it like that. That is true and correct.
You always use voices to try to sound like me, so I'm sounding like you.
Point here is, I have tried it. I'm not saying it doesn't take a skill set. I'm saying the game to me, even watching with people who know it, trying to explain it, on the men's side, feels very much like as long as you are willing to get hit with a stick, I can body check you. I can't tackle you. But as long as you don't mind getting hit with a stick, it doesn't feel like lacrosse is much more than carry ball in stick and throw at goal. I acknowledge that I'm talking as an ignorant jackass
it's
right now.
Soccer with a stick. That's all it is.
It's not even that. It's not even that, because with soccer, I can run up and just kick the ball away from you when you've lost possession. But if I've got the ball in the end of a cupped net, you can't run up and just grab it. I can't run up and kick the ball away from you. As long as I'm willing to get whacked with a stick, you can't take the ball from me. There is one position that takes an advanced skill set to be good at, and it is whatever the lacrosse version of a goalie is. That's it. That's the only guy.
I think it might be goalie.
It probably is. I think lacrosse is the one sport I don't connect with because, and again, I'm speaking as an ignorant jackass. I acknowledge it. But when I've watched lacrosse many times over, it has always felt like as long as you don't mind getting hit with a stick or bumped with a shoulder, you're good at lacrosse.
It's a goalie or a goalkeeper or the keeper.
Okay, so it's the same as every other goalkeeper.
Yeah, because it's soccer with sticks and nets. Yeah.
I mean, it's not, though.
It is.
It's not,
just though. Like hockey is just soccer on ice. Absolutely.
It's not,
It is to quite a few people.
Again, as we have said to each other many times this morning, your opinion doesn't make it right. It's a totally different sport. But with soccer, I can dispossess you. With hockey, when you come across the middle, I can de-cleat you. I can knock your ass off the puck. I can throw a stick in there and hit the puck. If I have a lacrosse ball, I guess, in the lacrosse net, in my lacrosse stick, how do you take it from me? You shoulder check me, okay? As long as I'm not completely blindsided, I'm not going to the turf. How do you take it from me? You can't hit the ball. In soccer, I can kick the ball. In hockey, I can hit the puck. In lacrosse, you can't directly hit the ball. So how do you take it from me? You can't. I don't understand it.
All right, I'm seeing it called the pearl.
I'm not calling it that. Like, that's a lingo. That's a lingo name.
I'm
right?
Not doing that.
That's a lingo. That's like when hockey bros call the puck the biscuit. I'm like, nah.
They don't do that.
They do.
No.
It's a the assist is a helper. The puck is a biscuit. You know, if I was covering an NHL team, I would know all these words. So, like, how do you dispossess me of the pearl if I'm running down the lacrosse field with it in my stick?
Way to get me, by the way.
You're welcome.
Same thing I do to you all the time.
How do you take it away from me? Again, in hockey, I can poke the puck away from you. I can poke the biscuit and dispossess you. In soccer, I can cross-check on the ball. I can tackle and
dispossess. I think you can cross-check in lacrosse to the point where the ball is the pearl is dislodged from the net.
Even you're laughing at it. Even you're laughing.
I could have read it wrong.
Texter said, Rob and Lonzo versus Diesel and Cole in pickleball. If you
put together a prototypical pickleball team, they would look like Cole and Diesel.
For sure.
Yeah. For sure. Body types, age, all that kind of stuff. So we probably would get our – nah, we'd win. I mean, it's, you know, because we got reach. Does that matter in pickleball?
Yeah, for sure.
Because you and I have reach.
Again, pickleball is – I say this respectfully because the fiancé asked me last weekend, hey, do we want to start playing pickleball? And I was like, I kind of do.
Yeah, I kind of do.
I kind of do.
I keep seeing it's – you know, because a lot of older people are playing.
That's why pickleball's appealing because it makes me feel like I can still play a game that requires some level of athleticism without having to run a million miles. I'm in. All right, I say it with respect to somebody who the fiance and I are probably going to start playing soon. Pickleball's for old guys. I'm an old guy now. I'm in.
I wonder where you would play it at, though.
I feel like the natural advantages of all right, I'm going to say Cole's on our level in terms of just natural athleticism. Of the four of us, Diesel's the most athletic still, but it's obviously not a game based on strength. And there is some element of speed to it, but it's more acceleration than long burst. And I feel like I can still get off the ball.
All right. And we're smart enough because you and I have been around Diesel enough to know that we'll play a couple games, then we're done. Because we won't allow him to get better at it.
Yeah.
Just we won.
Beat
we're
him
done.
On the first set of five, yeah, and then I'm out.
Then we're out, and he can't get better. That would just drive him nuts.
Texter wants to submit as the name, and I'm going to tell you before I read it, I freaking love this. Okay, the Sparkle City bling. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I kind of like that too.
I love it. I'm all in on that. The Sparkle City bling would be a fun. I will buy that jersey on day one.
Do you have to bedazzle if you do that though?
No, dude. I think your logo. I think your logo is just the word bling and then looped down in the bottom loop of the G. You just have a diamond sitting right in the middle of that G, right in the middle of that little curl. You have the classic baseball curl, right, where the G spins around and the tail of the G wraps back underneath the word bling. And right there in that little turn, you just nestle a little diamond down in there. I'm going, you're going to hate this part, but I'm all in on it. You know what I'm going? I'm going hot pink and silver for the colors.
Again, you think I have something against pink and you'd be wrong. That's fine.
Texter said, every other sport besides baseball and cricket is just a simple ball across goal line, ball in basket, ball in net when you bolt it down. But no, it's not. Because with basketball, there's 50 things I can do to get the ball away from you. I can get you on the dribble. I can get you on a pass. In lacrosse, if I was to take, pick me a LeBron, pick me a big-ass, sturdy athlete, right? Pick me an offensive guard, a guy that nobody is able to check to the turf. If I put that ball, if I put the pearl in that guy's, I'm going to assume it's called a basket. Without knowing that, I'm going to go they call it a basket, okay?
So if you put the pearl in the basket.
I put the pearl in the basket of Damian Lewis, left guard for the Carolina Panthers. I put the pearl in the basket of that guy, and I have him run down the middle of the field. This is a certified genuine question. Explain to me what the average lacrosse player can do to get the ball away from him. Well, Rob, you can check him. All right. He's a 6'7", 290-pound guy. There's nobody out there checking that guy to the turf other than another 6'7", 290-pound guy.
That's not going to do it. Well, Rob, I can hit him with a stick. Okay, as long as he doesn't mind being hit with a stick, how are you taking the pearl away from him? You're not. In basketball, I can catch you off the dribble. Oh, by the way, if I make you pick up your dribble, you can't go anywhere. Is there traveling in lacrosse? No. I can run any direction I want for as long as I want. There's no traveling rules. Now, is there a rule in lacrosse for how long you can hang on to the pearl? Like, can you only hold it for eight seconds?
I'm reading the rules right now. I do know that the goalie is the only one that can hold the pearl with their hands.
Sure.
Body checking is permitted.
Again,
if the opponent has the ball, I can check pretty hard, man.
That's why I'm saying, if I'm running professional sports, could I not just throw a 6'5", 235-pound former D1 athlete out there, put the pearl in his basket, and go, you carry it from here down to that goal? How are you taking that away from him? Right? How do you take that away from him? I don't know how. I don't know how you take it away from that guy. It feels like whoever wins the face-off in lacrosse should score 90% of the time. And the only time they don't is when the goalkeeper makes a save. How does it... I sincere question. How does it work? All right, let's take a break. Texas say, sorry, my brother says, you're forgetting you have to do the little twirly thing with the stick when you have the pearl. Yeah, that's the other thing. You just spin it around a bunch of times.
The finesse move.
Yeah, I'm even making it harder. Centripetal force on the basket so the ball stays against the net.
So you're trying to win with science.
Yeah, like Bryson DeChambeau of lacrosse.
Okay, all right.
How are you going to dispossess me of the pearl?
I am going to cross-check you till you see stars.
No, you're not. There's
an unnecessary roughness penalty, but I'll take that because I'll be a goon in any sport.
Great, and I get a free shot on the goal and I'm scoring because it's hard to stop a lacrosse ball. Sorry,
pearl.
It's hard to stop a pearl. All right, when we come back, I'm going to do one more golf segment this week. Because I said something over and over yesterday, and I said it enough that I really thought I have a really good point. And then I got a bunch of people pushing back. And then yesterday, Pat McAfee joined me with that take. I'm going to play it for you next and get your thoughts on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So yesterday we talked about, obviously, the conclusion of the Masters at Augusta National Golf Course this weekend. Scottie Scheffler shoots an 11 under to win this tournament, running away from the rest of the field. And I said yesterday, because we were having the conversation, Lonzo made a good point last week when he said, hey, look, PGA both benefited and was injured by the domination of Tiger Woods because Tiger made golf cool and he set the bar so high as far as a compelling, dominating, charismatic figure. And since the downfall of Elder Tiger Woods, nobody's been able to take up that mantle. Nobody's been able to reach those astronomical heights in terms of being both a dominant golfer and a dominant personality. And I said, hey, look, and this isn't an insult, though some people take it that way for one reason or the next. If you can watch Scottie Scheffler, specifically his back nine on Sunday, and not be compelled to watch more of him, then you are not a golf fan. And that's okay. It's not for everybody. It's a niche sport. But you're not a golf fan. You're a drama fan. And again, we all love drama in our sports. I include myself in that discussion. The drama, for instance, in the play-in tournament is heightened for me today in that if this team doesn't take a step forward, I've got to look at Willie Green, a man that my team signed to a long-term contract extension as the head coach, and go, you failed with this team. You failed, and you are getting paid a long time to stay here and coach this team into mediocrity again. It's real bad. It's a bad look. Drama heightens our interest in sport. There's no drama with Scottie Scheffler. He just won the biggest golf tournament on the calendar by, what, four strokes, five strokes going away. There's no hijinks. There's no antics. He's not out there snapping clubs over his knee or launching his pitching wedge into a lake or getting caught on camera calling the golf ball a or anything like that. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a big Tyrrell Hatton guy. First year guy out there making his mark, and there was a spot where he missed like a 6-foot layup birdie putt, and he looks at the ball and he gets caught on the hot mic going, hey, you, to the golf ball. Like, words, I wouldn't say in front of my mama. I love that, because, yeah, me too, big dog. I feel you. I understand missing a 3-footer to birdie a hole that you felt real good about your drive and your approach shot on. I get it. There's none of that with Scottie Scheffler. Scotty hits a bad shot. What's he do? He hands the club to the caddy. He walks to the next hole, and he instantly starts analyzing the next shot he needs to hit. There's no dramatics. There's no theatrics. It's just great golf. Scottie Scheffler is a golfer for golf fans, not for drama fans. And so I went off on this yesterday, and some of you guys push back on me. Ah, Rob, you know, nobody watches any sport just to see that. Blah, 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 blah. I thought, all right, maybe I'm out of touch here. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm being an elitist. Maybe I'm being too much of a snob. Well, the sleeveless one himself, Pat McAfee, went on a very similar rant. That's it. No notes. 5 of 5. All the stars absolutely nailed it. That's why McAfee's McAfee and I'm here. Because that's what I was trying to say, but he ran through it in a much more compelling way than I did. That's a great take. And exactly what I was saying yesterday. If you were watching that and you were one of the cats down the stretch going, that's a boring Sunday round, you don't like golf. Because what that guy was doing with the golf club was magic. What Scottie Scheffler was doing with the sticks was magic. And maybe it resonates a little bit more if you're a golfer. Maybe it resonates a little bit more if you play a couple of rounds a month. Maybe it resonates a little more if you've stood over a 112-yard approach shot with a narrow green to hit into. Maybe it resonates more if you've played a nice course where you got a good, solid, firm green and it's like putting on concrete. Maybe it resonates more. But whether or not you are, if you didn't like Scottie Scheffler's Sunday round, you just don't like golf. And again, it's okay. I'm not going to sit here and push you and tell you you should or you're wrong or whatever. It's a niche sport. We talked about lacrosse and wrestling earlier. These are niche sports. These are sports you either grow up with them and you love them or you don't. And maybe there's a few people who cross over. But the majority of people in the South who didn't grow up around hockey don't like hockey. I didn't like hockey till my community back in Pensacola got a team and I got to go to games. And I went to games for a number of years because it was a social outing before I learned the game and I got into it. And I love hockey now. What Scottie Scheffler did on Sunday was the most compelling round of golf I've seen in a very long time. He went out and he looked the course in the eye, the course that dominated those other names, Colin Morikawa, Max Homa, Bryson DeChambeau. On Sunday, the course dominated those golfers. And Scottie Scheffler went out there and like a wizard, put together an incredible run of holes that I don't know how to describe it to you. It was magical to watch. I absolutely am fine with Scottie Scheffler being the voice, the face, the whatever of golf. I'm good with it. And I'm good with it because at the end of the day, I think the sport's got to be true to itself. I think no matter what sport you're talking about, it is important for the sport to remain the sport. I'm good with gimmicks in sports. Tiger wasn't Tiger because he was charismatic. He was Tiger because he kicked everybody's ass every single tournament for 15 years. Because when Sunday rolled around, whether it was at Augusta or Winged Foot or Pebble Beach or TPC or whatever, when Tiger showed up on a Sunday and he threw on the red shirt, forget the fist pumps. Forget the camera showing him cussing his, you know, every name under the sun. Forget all that. When Tiger showed up on Sunday in the red shirt, you knew you were about to watch a master go to work. You were about to watch a magician put on a show. And Scottie Scheffler is the first guy to do that in a long time. Look, are Sundays great when you got two guys dueling down the back nine? Are Sundays at their best when you got a couple of guys that are in a rivalry, fake or not, manufactured or not, organic or not, fighting each other over the back nine to see who's going to be the first to get to minus whatever the winning score is? Yeah. That's compelling. That's entertaining. Competition is drama. At its core, competition is drama, and drama is good for sports. But I also think that a guy going out there and painting a picture of what the perfect round of golf looks like is important to golf. And if you didn't like what this cat did on Sunday, you just don't like the sport. And that's okay. You might like competition. I will watch. We talked about the Olympics earlier. I have not, and this is true, great one. I have not watched handball in 4 years. But in about 2.5 months, when the Paris Olympic kicks off, your boy is going to be your source for handball news and information in the upstate of South Carolina because I am all in on that niche sport. Why? Because of the competition. Because I am relatively sure that when Olympic athletes slap that flag onto the breast of whatever uniform or outfit they're wearing and step out there onto the fields and into the pools and onto the pitches of Paris, France, that they are doing it in the spirit of competition, that they are doing it to represent something that matters for them. And the competition is going to be great. You're going to have the best handballers in the world handballing. And you're going to have the best rhythm gymnasticsers in the world rhythm gymnasticsing. You're going to have the best and the best doing their thing. The best golfers in the world, fingers crossed, out there playing golf. The competition is the drama. But there are times that I just want to watch the best do the best, to watch the best be the best. Scottie Scheffler went out there and he kicked the bootay of everything and everybody. He kicked the bootay of the best golfers in the world. At the only tournament, by the way, that all the best golfers in the world are in. He killed them all. He went up against the best golf course in the world. And he beat it. He was absolutely flawless. And as far as I'm concerned, McAfee went hammer on nail with that take. McAfee went hammer on nail by saying, look, what this guy did on Sunday was impeccable. It's as well as anybody could or has played that course under those conditions on that day. And if that's not compelling to you, you're just not a golf fan. You're a drama fan. You're a competition fan. Again, all well and good. But when a guy can go out there and just beat the field and beat the course, it's something to be watched. And it, to me, makes it more interesting the next time Scotty enters a Sunday round at whatever tournament with Rory McIlroy in his back pocket or Bryson DeChambeau in his back pocket or whoever. If we go to the U.S. Open and Scotty Scheffler is introduced on the first tee on a Sunday championship round, and you look at the leaderboard and there's two or three guys in the back pocket. Now, the fact that they're playing with Scottie Scheffler makes everybody look better. Makes them look better. Makes the tournament more compelling, more interesting, for sure. But what Scottie did with the golf club on Sunday was to put on a show just by playing golf, just by being the best golfer on planet Earth. Tiger didn't become Tiger because of the fist pumps. Tiger didn't become Tiger because he was snapping clubs over his knee. Why did Tiger become Tiger? Because he kicked everybody's rear end over and over and over. You didn't tune in because you thought somebody was going to make it close with Tiger. You tuned in to watch Tiger do Tiger things. I am telling you now, you should tune in to watch Scottie do Scottie things. Because there's one thing Scotty doesn't know, and that's how to lose. The dude's on a next level. And if you're not watching that, you just don't like golf. It's real simple. Joey B popped up in the chat. He said, what golf has missed since prime Tiger is a golfer with that aura. And the way you build that aura is by going out there on Sunday and being an assassin. Scotty has that in his toolbox. That's it. That's it. I want to go watch a guy play magnificent golf. And if somebody jumps up and chases him down, am I more intrigued? Maybe. But I'm beyond impressed with what that guy did with the sticks on Sunday. McAfee nailed that take. When we come back, we ask what the X is going on. And then we move on from the Tuesday edition of the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it's time to ask Rob what the X is going on, and he will let everyone know because he just knows everything. Not only a knower of ball, but a knower of all things.
Just a knower of things in general.
Especially things that's Xing, yo. The first thing that is Xing is Rhea Ripley.
So I have not gotten the opportunity to watch it yet, but apparently Rhea Ripley is injured and vacated the women's title last night. The rumor on the dirt sheets right now is that she was hurt legitimately in the scuffle between her and Liv Morgan in the backstage promo, which doesn't shock me because Liv threw and bounced a chair off Rhea's noggin. I don't know if that's connected to the injury or not.
Well, they show on Raw her arm catching on a concrete wall.
Okay.
And it's an AC joint injury. It's supposed to be out 4 to 6 weeks at least.
So are we going interim champ and Rhea claims it when she comes back?
All right. So again, you didn't watch last night.
No, I have not.
She was forced to give up the belt.
Right. She vacated, but like, are they going to plug an interim in and she
no,
gets...
No, no.
Okay, let me rephrase that. Is the new champ going to have to face Rhea when Rhea comes back, I guess is the way I should phrase it. Like, does she get a shot to get her belt back?
If she earns it, I guess.
Because they have told both stories with belts in the past where champ gets hurt, vacates, comes back, immediately gets a shot to earn their title back. But they've also had storylines like Cora Jade's where they get hurt, they go away, and they do not get injected back into the title picture. I'm going to go with she does because, like it or not, she's the most over women's wrestler on planet Earth.
All right. So, if you're fantasy booking or just looking what the obvious thing is, Liv Morgan ends up with the title. So when Rhea comes back, she has to face her for the title. I think that's the thing that makes the most sense and is a possibility without a doubt. It's either going to be her or it's going to be Nia Jax with the title. But yeah, she was forced to give it up last night. And then a nice moment with the rest of the Judgment Day, hugging her and everything as she went away. The next thing that is Xing is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem the Dream. I have no idea why Kareem is trending either. There's one of two things. Either A, it's his birthday, or B, LeBron's got a chance to scratch his name out of the record books with something else tonight.
It's his birthday. He is how old?
76.
77.
Oh.
Good job. Not bad. All right, the next thing that's Xing is Matt Hardy.
Matt Hardy. So my understanding is that Matt Hardy did not renew his contract with All Elite Wrestling and is an independent wrestler now. I am going to say at this point, lovingly, it is time for the Hardys to go away. It just is. Matt Hardy can't walk anymore. His matches at this point are a struggle to watch and get through. Either be somebody's mentor valet, maybe occasionally throw a fist or take a bump, but it's time for him and Jeff both to call it.
All right, the rumor is, and I don't believe it, but this is from what I can ascertain, the reason why he is Xing is that the rumor is he becomes a part of Uncle Howdy's crew, and I just don't see that happening.
I
and some people are very angry about that being a possibility. I don't.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't see that.
No, thank
either.
You.
That it would be broken Matt Hardy that would show back up.
Yeah, no, thank you. I'm good. I'm out.
I did not, Steven. You're just weird. All right, the next thing that's Xing is Roger Moore.
Roger Moore, one of the is he the best Bond? Was he? I know a lot of people who say Roger Moore was the best Bond.
I think the last Bond is the best Bond.
Pierce Brosnan. I agree. Yeah. Pierce Brosnan was the best Bond. I loved Pierce Brosnan's Bond. I really did.
Just because of the video game.
GoldenEye on the Mount Rushmore of Rob Brown video games, GoldenEye is firmly secured. Without a doubt. I would say two of the four spots on the Mount Rushmore video games of Rob Brown's life are sports franchises. Madden's up there. FIFA's up there. I would say GoldenEye's up there. Ooh, and it's either got to be Super Mario Brothers for getting me into it or Halo for making the transition to where like video games are cool with your friends.
All right, so I don't know why Roger Moore is Xing. Sometimes people are Xing just because people decide to get them that way, but you should read what he told his co-stars, the Bond girls.
Quote, if I get aroused during the scene, I'm sorry, and if I don't, I'm sorry. As fair enough. Fair enough. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for us. Y'all have a lovely rest of the day. If you come back tomorrow, have a good rest of your Tuesday. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you with the face for Alonzo. I'm Rob. This was the Rob Brown Show. This is the Fan Upstate. Later. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.